We have a dream.
We have a voice.
This is
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
Hi, I am your host, Kevin Touch, and we are
The Anchor Nation.
Hello, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch, the host of Anchor Nation Community Radio, and we're back with another episode of the Anchor Nation Podcast, episode 90 with Coaster Talk, Noah Brown. Basically, his message is to go out and see the world in a way where he talks about just seeing everything from a different perspective of just coasters. And he goes to all these coasters and tours, and he just goes to these places and shoots pictures and takes it seriously. I mean, there's a lot to an element, taking a picture on a coaster or taking a picture of a coaster, that I never thought was actually possible. So I hope you guys enjoy it. He's got some great life tips at the end.
With Coaster Talk, Noah Brown. And without further ado, let Coaster Talk, Noah Brown introduce himself.
Hi, guys. My name is Noah Brown. I run a fairly popular Instagram and podcast called Coaster Talk, and it's really nice to be here. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, Noah. Thank you for taking time out of your day to do it. Let's get to it. All right, so for question one, how did you discover Anchor?
Okay, so that's actually a funny story. So me and my brother were just kind of on the App Store.
Uh-huh.
And there on Apple devices, there's a part where you can just look at apps that are just being made. And last January, I believe, Anchor was only a thing for a couple of months, and we found it. And me and my brother both like podcasts really, really like a lot. And he actually had his own podcast about bees and stuff. And so I just kind of was like, hey, that seems like a really cool app and it can go places. And I just kind of got onto it and started it.
Gotcha. By chance. Yeah, sometimes by chance, and you just have the curious interest about what's going on. It seems to click. I always notice that too.
Yeah.
But for question two, more of the backstory. What is the backstory on how you fell in love with roller coasters?
Well, I fell in love with roller coasters because whenever I went to go visit my dad, he always lived back east in Virginia, Florida, and stuff like that. We would always go to a theme park when like one day out of the week I was there. And he convinced me to get on like my first big ride. And after that, I kind of was just like, oh, that was cool. And then when I got home, I bought Roller Coaster Tycoon, which is like a theme park game. And I just started building roller coasters. And from there, it just started progressing. I was like, how can I make this more realistic? So I started like watching point of views of different roller coasters. And I was like, I want to ride all of them. They seem really fun. And then I started doing stuff like that.
I got you. You know, it's interesting how sometimes you get that first taste of something, that first taste of a coaster, that first taste of whatever the case may be, your passion. It just takes off from there, for sure.
Yeah, it was really interesting. It took me a few years to realize that, but then when I realized I waited 4.5 hours for a new ride that just opened, I was like, all right, I'm pretty big into coasters, I can say.
There you go. Sometimes just the patience, and you go for it.
Yeah.
But for question three, how has social media helped enhance the experience of the roller coasters, in your opinion?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. A lot of people don't really realize it, but so my Instagram, having over 1,000 followers, actually does a lot. Like when I'm at theme parks and I post that I'm at theme parks, people will actually DM me and be like, hey, I want to be at that theme park in a few hours. You want to meet up? And then eventually, you have a group of like, usually like when I was at Cedar Point, we had a group of just 6 people that randomly met up with me when I was there. They were like, oh, hey, I'm here. You want to meet up? We can go ride Dragster. And then it just started progressing from there. Like they would post on their story. More people would start coming. And so like now you have this huge group at Cedar Point and everybody has the same interest of you in roller coasters.
Oh, that's just nice.
And it's just like, all clicks. Everybody wants to do the same thing. Nobody's really complaining. And it just works out really good like that. Have more people.
That's a great strategy also. You think about it, you can get a group of people who have the same passion and you go from there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a good the way you use social media to help viewers' experience. Now, my follow-up point would be, would you say doing that and doing those little things help the experience when you go, let's say, live? As I know you go live sometimes on the actual roller coaster line. What would you say is the experience like doing live social media and meeting up with your friends when you get there?
It's actually, like, doing lives is, like, just kind of fun for me. Like, I don't really get a lot of views on my lives just because, like, it's usually, like, the same thing. I just get bored while I'm in line, and I'll start a live video, and I'll talk about the ride that I'm about to go on. Like, my last live I did was at Cedar Point on Maverick, and all my friends ditched me to go eat, and I forgot my wallet at the hotel, so I didn't have money. So I just was I was going on a whole bunch of rides where they ate, and I was just doing live videos the whole time. It doesn't really do that much for me, but the meeting up with friends does a lot, because a lot of people that are coaster enthusiasts don't really have any other coaster enthusiast friends, so it gives them an opportunity to meet people that are going to be at their parks a lot, which is really cool.
No, for sure. I think having that as a good piece in your arsenal to have connections to really expand your horizons with people, it gives you leverage about what could happen in the future and gives you leverage on what could be made in just that one connection. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for the next question, question 4, what are some of the challenges when taking pictures of the coasters?
Oh, there's a lot. So, believe it or not, like, most rides in California, you don't get this problem because California...
Weather, yeah.
California is, like, super blue all the time. It's really weird. But, like, back east and stuff, the weather gets kind of bad, and then it'll get really good, and then it'll get really bad. So, the lighting's usually off when you're back east, and you have to do manual settings, use tripods, and stuff like that. And then the other big thing is, back east, they have, for a theme park, they have a lot more space. Like, they have mountains around them, and they all have roller coasters. Just go up, all you can see is the lift hill and the brake run, and then everything else is, like, behind the mountain. It's crazy how they use terrain to their advantage. So that could be hard because you're not really allowed to get back to the main part of the coaster unless you get park approval and then somebody can take you back there. So
I got you. No, for sure. It definitely puts perspective of just how nice the weather out is on the west most of the time. It's blue sky. And then when the east, you got to use these interesting techniques to figure out to get the perfect shot or perfect angle of anything. And my follow-up would be, what would you say is the toughest conditions or toughest shot you had to take, either on the east or west, for that matter?
Oh, man. I would say at night.
At night?
Even if a coaster is, like, really well lit up, you have to hold steady for, like, it doesn't sound like that long, but, like, a half a second holding steady a camera at a bunch of lights is a lot harder than you would think.
Yeah.
That's, like, the worst one for me.
Yeah, because you have all the lights, you got everything flashing. It definitely seems easy, but the way you have to maneuver it, from what I see on your Instagram, it definitely takes a lot of work and pay. Would you say, do you edit these when you get home, or is it just all raw footage?
Some of it's raw, and then some of it is edited. Like, most of my newer pictures that I've been posting, like, from Kings Island, Magic Mountain and stuff, they're all being edited on Lightroom. And usually it's, like, nothing crazy. I usually just enhance it to make it a bit brighter, a bit darker, just stuff like that.
Just to stand out, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because sometimes when you take photography, you see people who just like it like that, real raw, and then some people just want to enhance it, slightly tweak it to build out the quality and quantity, for sure. The more you put out there, the more you just get out there, you make it happen.
Yeah.
And I know you recently went on a tour, so what is your favorite tour you have taken of the roller coasters so far in 2018?
Oh, man. That's a really hard one. I went on a lot. At California's Great America, every year they do a backstage tour.
Mm-hmm.
And this year they're building their their brand new ride called Railblazer. And when we were there, the trains for Railblazer just got delivered to the shop and they're doing their inspections on them. And when we got there, we actually got to be the first people to sit in the Railblazer cars.
Nice.
And then after that, we went and got to walk around the park and see what was going to be new for the season. So that one was really cool to me. And that was put on by group of people called ACE. And that's called American Coaster Enthusiasts. They're a really good group. I really recommend looking into them if you have the slightest interest in theme parks.
Hey, so you got there. You go, good acronym, and yeah, definitely. I think going to experience something just fresh, brand new, it gives you more perspective. And would you say was any individual moment through that tour that you really just stood at, other than the Railblazer moment, or is it just that one?
Probably because they're taking out two new rides that year, and probably seeing this ride called Logger's Run and Endeavor just gone really was like a sad thing for us people who like Great America, because Logger's Run is like it was one of the original rides with the park. So it was kind of sad to see that go. Everybody really loved it. It was a nice ride just to go on, get a little wet, have fun. And then, so that was kind of sad to see that in the process of being taken down.
Yeah. It's unfortunate to see stuff taken down, especially when you have memories it's nostalgic to the park, but at least if the new rides do come in, maybe it can just live in its legacy. And you ride that, of course, as a coaster enthusiast.
Yeah,
sure. Now, for question six, what is your daily routine when it comes to spending a day at the theme park? What are some things you do to make the day more enjoyable, in other words?
One, I always pack my camera. Always make sure my camera's all charged up, my SIM cards are all good. That's usually right. The night before. Do all that. Put my camera in the charger. Do everything like that. Get one of my many coaster shirts ready. and then the day after, get ready for the car ride, normal stuff. And then when I get to the theme park, we usually have it, like me and all my friends have it planned out. All right, we're going to go to X2 first, and then we're going to go to Twisted. And then from there, we're going to go here. Because there's actually, sorry about that. There's actually a lot of like methods when it comes to big theme parks,
mm-hmm.
is going to their main attraction. And then after that, going to just going in a certain order where people would be like, oh, let's go to Twisted Colossus first. And then we'll go to X2. So always be in the reverse, go from their least favorite to their greatest.
Right.
Just
right.
Because you'll save. Sorry about that. You'll save a lot of time doing that and get stuff a lot faster unless you go to the X2 first and then go to
I think just saving the best for last, that's it. The more you can save the best for last and the more you can build up memories to that suspense, I think it makes the day more interesting, whereas you just get to the first one, it's great,
yeah,
and then you go down from there, it's like, yeah, what kind of day? But if you build up that suspense, it helps your audience for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely really a good way of doing things, just because don't really waste your time that much waiting in line. And then,
right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
No, for sure. Strategy is important sometimes when you're taking shots or when you're taking everything you do. I think everything you do is you take your time, you plan it accordingly, and you execute, and you go.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And for the next question is, how has your family supported you through a journey?
Well, they actually did a lot. Like, my mom gave me her camera to go take pictures because she's like, oh, you're taking really good pictures. So I started doing that and just normal photography through that. And then my brothers all like were like, dude, you're doing like awesome. You need to start doing the podcast more, doing stuff like that. And then my stepdad always taking me to like theme parks and paying for me to go back east.
There you go. No, I think having those support systems, having those leeways to get out there and giving your help to your parents, it supports you. You know, it motivates you to keep going, and you have that support to keep making it happen. And my real quick follow-up question, what was the any backstory in how you got into photography? Like, would you say in this past year you've gotten more into photography, or has this always been natural?
That's actually I've always, my family, like, my dad and my mom has always been into photography. My mom liked to do portraits.
Gotcha.
And my dad liked to do, like, nature photography, like when you went to Hawaii and stuff like that. And I kind of just, whenever I was with them and they were taking pictures, I would take the camera and start taking pictures when they weren't looking, doing stuff like that. And then I kind of just picked up my mom's old camera and started using it. And it started working really well from there.
Yeah, definitely having those nice traditions and just taking some pictures and falling in love with it. It's just the passion.
For sure. Yeah, it's been a really cool journey, especially learning how to, because I used to just point and shoot, but now I have, like, strategies. Like, I'm able just to shoot in, like, pure manual mode on a DSLR camera, and it's been a really cool to learn that and learn more of just photography is not just point and shooting. It's actually strategies behind it.
Right. You know, you have to have the right strategy behind it to attract an audience, to get the right shot, and just for your benefit too, to make sure it looks good. Because the more you get better, the more you want that perfect shot as you keep going.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And for question A, this is the fun one. If you could spend the rest of your life at one theme park, which one and why?
Oh, man. There's so many to choose from. I would probably choose... Oh, man. Probably Silver Dollar City. Mm-hmm. Silver Dollar City is a park in Branson, Missouri. And it's in the Ozark Mountains, and it's just really beautiful. All the roller coasters use terrain to their advantage, like Outlaw Run. It's a roller coaster by Rocky Mountain Construction, and their drop goes into a ravine, so it's actually over 60 feet taller than the actual lift hill, so they use the terrain to their advantage, and it's really cool.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I think using the location, the backdrop, and having all these areas to where you can keep going and keep making it happen, in the sense that you can pick this place and fall in love and have the best rides, I think it makes it more enjoyable. Yeah. And I guess the follow-up, what's your favorite ride, Silver Dollar?
Outlaw Run.
Outlaw Run?
Yeah, it is absolutely crazy. Especially I thought it was going to be kind of lame, but then the double barrel roll at the very end was really, like, awesome for me. Really fun.
There you go. Yeah, no, I think having your favorite ride and having your favorite place, you'll be more inspired to take more pictures. And if you ever get a chance, just stay there for a couple days and take a road trip. It's important.
Yeah.
And for question 9, what is one message you would say to anyone who has dreams of following their passions?
Just don't quit. Like, the road to your passion could be rough sometimes, but never quit. Never give up on it, even if it seems like it's going to be hard. You just got to...
There you go.
Like our coach used to say in football, you got to put your head down and power through.
I like that. Yeah, put your head down, power through, because that's what life is. I mean, 90% of the time,
like, nobody said it was going to be easy.
Exactly. Yeah, 90% of the time, it isn't easy. And 10% of the time, when you have those easy days, something will always come back to make it harder. So I think just keeping that mindset of, hey, it's a journey. It's a long journey. It's a marathon, not a sprint. All these old cliches, but they are working. In the sense that you just got to power through at the end of the day and make it happen. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's just never give up is mine. I was thinking about giving up on Coaster Talk, but here I am still.
There you go. Just keep going. I think keep going. You never know what could work out. You never know what's at the other opportunity at the end of the day.
Yeah, you never know what's in front of your path.
There you go. I guess he's a coaster. Wherever the tracks lay, go for it. All right, our question 10 would be, what are your goals in the next 5 years? Would it be personally anything you want to share Anchor or just the coasters are going on right now?
Well, in the next 5 years, I want to. I want to go to more parks back east, like in Pennsylvania, New Jersey. It's like kind of like my top goal. Get some stuff there, like photography. And then I want to start growing my Instagram a bit more and start a shop for prints of my pictures that I do on roller coasters. Start making money off of my photography.
Nice. No, that's a good goal, because at the end of the day, if you can do something you love and you're working while doing it, you won't work a day in your life.
Yeah.
You know me, man. If you're back east, especially in Jersey, let me know. We'll definitely, definitely hook up and see what we can do there. But
yeah, it'd be cool.
But definitely, yeah, that's a great goal. It's just to try to travel more, experience different areas of the U.S. And hey, never know. Hey, one day you get big enough internationally. You just never know, man. So you just got to keep that open mind and go from there.
Yeah.
And our final question is, what is one thing you like to tell the Anchor Nation that they may not know about you? And it's basically a fun fact.
I have, when it comes to like, oh man. What's an interesting one? That can be about theme parks. I would probably say that sometimes when I don't like a ride, I get like really mad at it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I get really mad at it, and I won't ride it for like a long time. I'll just be like, "Nope, I'm done with it. That one time was good enough for me."
Oh wow!
And I just won't ride it again.
Where
some people would be like, "Oh, let's just go ride it for the hell of it. It's here."
Oh wow, that is interesting. I guess my real quick follow-up would be: was there any particular circumstance you had that happen to you, or just like, hey, I rode and I was like, I'm done?
There's this ride called the Grizzly at California's Great America, and it's just so boring. It goes so slow, and it's rough. And I was just like, all right, I don't want to ride that again.
Oh wow.
Or there's something called the Vekoma SLC, and they're really, really crappy roller coasters. Like they're put together in like China and stuff, mainly because they're so bad.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and they'll have like really bad wheel gaps, so when you take a turn, you'll just get slammed. And you'll, like, hit your head. Really not a comfortable seat, and it just hurts really bad.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. You got to be safe. At the end of the day, you want to enjoy the ride. And of course, the thrill is awesome, but if safety is getting in the way, or even worse, you get hurt or something, that's just not going to be an enjoyable experience, and that can lead to legal problems for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely no bueno when it's really rough.
Alright, yes, definitely, guys, if you're out there, listen, don't, just be wary of what goes on in your surroundings, but not just coasters, but anything you ride, really. I mean, it could be just a simple coaster, but if it's got problems, just make sure you keep an eye on the security and safety measures. But, no, thank you for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate your time and taking time out of your busy schedule to come on. But before we go, you want to DM your social media so people can find you?
Yeah, you guys can find me at Coaster Talk, that is Coaster_talk. I have an Instagram on photography of roller coasters. I do reviews on them, tell you my honest thoughts on them. So sometimes I could get mean when it comes to reviewing roller coasters, and really recommend you guys to go look at it. Just check it out. You don't have to follow if you don't want to. And yeah, that's it.
And you can find them at Coaster_talk podcast on Anchor. So definitely, guys, check Noah out. Once again, to the Anchor Nation, as always, appreciate your undivided attention to not only myself, but the interviewee. And Noah, it's been a pleasure, my man. Enjoy your day.
Hey, thank you.
Hi, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch of Anchor Nation Community Radio, and I'd like to say thank you for listening to the Anchor Nation podcast. If you'd like to book an interview or DM me on Instagram, follow me at The Anchor Nation. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, it is also under The Anchor Nation. Thank you for listening and enjoy.